this Mad Dog Monday, this...
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
This breaking news Monday, apparently. All right, Tyler has some breaking news. What is the latest?
Yeah, it's not good news regarding the Houston Texans. Diana Russini, she reports the Texans defensive end Mario Edwards is going to miss the next four games. He has been suspended by the league, per source.
Yeah, I'm seeing that right now.
Substance abuse.
Yep, that's what it says here. Ian Rappaport, along with you said you got Diana. Ian Rappaport reports Mario Edwards Jr. of the Houston Texans is suspended four games without pay for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. It is announced today. Edwards will be eligible for reinstatement on November 11th following the Texans' Week 10 game against the Detroit Lions. So what is that, fellas, is... Mario Edwards Jr. leaves, who was having a really good, productive first six games, is at the same timing that Denico Autry returns. So he is eligible to return. And we heard earlier today on In the Loop when Coach Ryan spoke, he talked about the return of Denico Autry and how he will fit in. But he will have to address this here with Mario Edwards Jr. How big of a deal is this? Because you were one who's been very, very high since training camp on Mario Edwards Jr., and he was playing really well, as we just mentioned, as a big fella inside there.
Well, you talk about a guy stepping up at a position when he was needed the most. I mean, Denico Autry, he started stepping up, and maybe the Texans knew about it and we didn't, but he starts stepping up, starts showing out in training camp. When even with Denico Autry, I believe that the Texans needed a little bit of help interior wise, and he was the guy that was showing up and showing out. And then Denico Autry obviously gets popped before the year starts, and you need him even more, right? And so him stepping up and showing up and showing out was even more important, even more significant for all us Texans fans out there. And he's been a really, really nice surprise. I mean, I think folks expected Foley to come in and play well, Tim Settle to come in and play well. I only speak for myself. I've been aware of Mario Edwards Jr. for a long time. I thought he was just a depth player that would possibly get some mop up duty kind of work. And I mean, hell, he's come in and been one of the better, if not the best interior defensive lineman, at least from being consistent and showing up every game.
I mean, he's probably got as many sacks as Neil Hunter has.
Well, I know he's got a couple.
Yeah, he's got two or three, I think. Yeah. Daniel has two.
Yeah, he's been a pleasant surprise. And so you would like for him to be in the fold when Denico Autry comes back. Obviously, you would like to just add there instead of add one and subtract the other. But, I mean, it looks like there's something illegal's going on, and he got popped, and part of the business, man. Just thank the good Lord that Denico Autry's coming back. We'll see if he should be able to more than fill Mario Edwards' shoes.
I was going to say, how big of it is this a big deal to you?
I mean, yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, four games. Who do we got in that four-game stretch?
You got Green Bay.
Gonna be that's a hell of a deal. That's a
Green Bay, good Colts, spot. Jets, and Lions.
Yeah, I mean, you got a couple squads in there that are going to try to run the football downhill. And like I've said before, I think the Colts are mad at themselves in game one against the Texans for the play calling. Straying away from just running the ball downhill with their 1-2 punch. I think I saw where Anthony Richardson is going to play this week against the Dolphins. They've already announced that, I believe.
Yep.
So I would imagine he's going to be back against the Texans as well, assuming he can stay healthy. And so, yeah, I mean, that interior run, that interior defensive line is still a point of, you know, it's – I wonder if that's why D'Amico's having to pressure so much.